BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The main US stock markets have closed 3% down on the day on growing fears of recession. For the first time since 2007, investors in US government bonds brought about what's known as an inverted yield curve, a harbinger of a steep economic downturn. The same thing happened in Britain. Canada's Parliamentary Ethics Commissioner has found that the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, tried to influence his former Attorney General to settle a criminal case against the giant engineering company SNC-Lavalin. Mr. Trudeau said he took full responsibility for what happened, but that he couldn't apologise for standing up for Canadian jobs. The Argentine President, Mauricio Macri, has announced measures to alleviate the impact of the economic crisis. He did so days after sustaining a heavy defeat in presidential primaries. A scientific study has revealed how tiny particles of plastic are contaminating the Arctic, seen as one of the last pristine environments in the world. The study showed that a litre of melted snow could contain several tens of thousands of microplastic particles. The Italian Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, says he's ready to sign an order to prevent a migrant rescue ship from entering Italian waters. A regional court had granted it permission, reportedly because of the medical condition of the migrants on board. Striking fuel tanker drivers in Portugal have rejected a government ultimatum to ensure a minimum service or face up to 2 years in jail. On the third day of industrial action over pay and conditions, officials began legal proceedings against at least 14 tanker drivers. In football, the European Champions League winners Liverpool have beaten the Europa League winners Chelsea on penalties to win the UEFA Super Cup. The match referee, Stephanie Frappart, was the first woman to take charge of a men's European final. BBC News.